Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The World Anti-Doping Agency says it's disappointed that Olympic leaders have rejected its recommendation to ban Russia from the Rio Games next month. WADA's President Craig Reedy said the organization's investigators had exposed a state-run doping program in Russia, and the International Olympic Committee's decision would reduce protection for clean athletes. The IOC ruled that individual Russians can compete in Rio with the approval of the governing bodies of their individual sports. Richard Conway has this report.
With just 12 days to go until the start of the Olympics, sports federations now face a race against time to establish which Russians are eligible. But given the weight of the evidence, which centres on wide-scale state-organised doping and an orchestrated cover-up within Russia, the IOC's decision has prompted anger amongst many who believe the country has no right to compete in Brazil. The United States Anti-Doping Authority was swift to condemn the IOC's decision, saying Olympic leaders had refused to take decisive leadership.
German police say they've arrested a 16-year-old in connection with Friday's gun attack in Munich, in which 9 people were killed. They say he was a friend of the attacker. Here's Bethany Bell.
The police said a friend of the gunman, a 16-year-old Afghan, contacted them immediately after the shooting on Friday. Discrepancies were discovered in his statements to police, and he's now being investigated on suspicion of failing to report a planned crime. Police say the gunman, David Sonboli, began planning the shooting attack a year ago after visiting the German city of Winnenden, where another teenager killed 15 people in 2009.
The mayor of the southern German city of Ansbach has said an explosive device caused a blast that killed one person and injured at least 10. The explosion happened at a bar close to the entrance of a popular music festival. Thousands of people have been evacuated. Initial reports had suggested the cause was a gas explosion. Tens of thousands of people in Turkey have taken part in the first cross-party rally to condemn the attempted coup. The gathering was organized by the biggest opposition party, but supporters of the president's ruling party also took part. From Istanbul, Nick Thorpe.
There's been one rally after another right across Turkey since the coup was defeated. What's different about this one is that it's organised by the main opposition party, the Republican People's Party. It's a chance for their supporters too to celebrate the survival of democracy. But it's not just an opposition event. Officials from the governing AK party were invited too. So the speeches are about democracy, but also about human rights and the freedom of the press, about the quality of democracy as well as its survival.
BBC News. In the United States, the head of the Democratic National Committee, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, is resigning. As a row over leaked emails threatens party unity ahead of the convention to nominate a presidential candidate. From Washington, here's John Sopel.
The Democratic Party gathering was meant to be an exercise in carefully stage-managed unity. But this slew of emails released by WikiLeaks suggests that the Democratic National Committee was anything but the impartial body it was meant to be during the primary battle between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, something that Bernie Sanders complained of repeatedly. And so the DNC chair, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, has walked the plank. But in some ways, the damage is done. Strenuous efforts had been made by the Clinton campaign to bring Bernie Sanders and his millions of supporters on board. But this episode is likely to reawaken tensions and suspicions.
The former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, is expected to be planning a public declaration of support for Hillary Clinton as America's next president. The New York Times says Mr. Bloomberg, a former Republican who's been sharply critical of Donald Trump, will endorse Mrs. Clinton at the Democratic Party convention. The United Nations has welcomed an agreement between the Colombian government and FARC rebels, giving specific guarantees to women as part of a peace accord being drawn up in Cuba. UN officials say the two sides have agreed that women will have equal access to land. 30% of FARC soldiers who will be reintegrated into society are female. Chris Froome has won the Tour de France for a third time, becoming the first British cyclist to successfully defend the title. He finished arm-in-arm with his teammates behind the main group, having previously built up a lead of more than 4 minutes. After he crossed the finishing line, Froome embraced his wife and baby son. Those are the latest stories from BBC World News.